Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngela kuStudio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 10 kumabasa 2022 ngoKeeps Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Imuli kamuyi uElvis Nyathi okulwe ngokukhandwa ngamatshe lokuthiswa kwele South Africa ethi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe eZimbabwe asekusibanga esiphezulu.
Sibona ngathi inamba yabantu abafuna ukuhamba baningi ngoba lento iyathinta abantu abaningi phela in all parts of Zimbabwe and other countries and continents.
Sebedlela evalweni abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elokithini eDeep Sloot kwele South Africa.
Hayi isimo asisasihlanga she ngoba abantu bayabotshwa left and right. Mina ngifikela eGoli ngo-2004. Yebo bekubotshwa kodwa bekungekho ngale ndlela le.
Umkhokheli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa wenza imihlangano labantu ezabelweni ezijeneyo. Sizalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizosizwa kulo msakazo. Imuli kamuyi uElvis Nyathi obulewe ngokukhandwa ngamatshe lokuthiswa kwele South Africa ethi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe ekhaya koBulawayo asekusibanga esiphezulu. Uthi uzokhumalo zipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
UMnumzana Mphathisi Ndlovu ongumzala kamuyi uNyathi utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebesenza amalungiselelo okugcina andubani abalubhekise ekhaya. Amalunga emuli abekuthene endaweni esijeneyo eGoli lamuhla kuqoqa imali kanye lokulungisa uhambo. UNdlovu uthi ofisi yomeli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa ibaxhumanisele nenkampani yemingcwabo iZororo Phumlani esihle yathembisa ukuthwala umngcwabo wonke kungelahlawulo. Kodwa ke uNdlovu uthi lokhu beludinga olunye usizo.
Sibona ngathi inamba yabantu abafuna ukuhamba baningi ngoba lento iyathinta abantu abaningi phela in all parts of Zimbabwe and other countries and continents. So if besingathola nje ibus okanye amabus ukuze abantu abafisa ukuhamba mhlawumbe imali zingekho babekwazi ukuthi bangene kulawo mabus sihambe siyefihla omunye wethu.
UNdlovu uthi njengemuli basasephakathi kokuqoqa ilanga uzaqhutshwa ngayo umhlangano wenduduzo kamoyi. Lobanje bekhangelele ukuthi bazalubhekisa ekhaya kuyona le iviki uthi langa lohambo alikaziwa. Umfo wabo kamuyi uMnumzana Godnoz Nyathi uthi ikhosikazi likamuyi uNomsa Chuma uloke phakathi kobuhlungu obukhulu ngalesi sehlakalo.
Hayi usisi ukukhathazekile impela kakhulu ngalokhu okumehleleyo. Uyehluleka nokukhuluma ngoba umofi ube nabantwana abawu-4 abantwana bangena isikolo manje ngoba ubaba wabantwana sechonile manje asikwazi ukuthi abantwana bazoba yini.
Umgcini ingcebo ebandla lezaphu uMnumzana Future Msebele laye obekhona kumhlangano lamhlanje uthi imva kaNyathi ithinte zonke izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa.
Yebo akusibo bodwa abafele, isizwe sonke sifele, siZimbabwe sonke sifele. Singuzaphu siyadana kakhulu ukuthi umuntu engafa ngalendlela.
Imuli ithi imilayezo ebivela kunhlelo zokuxhumana isithi lamhlanje lilanga lomthandazo wenduduzo kamuyi bekungasoqiniso ngakho uZulu kufuze alinde isimemezelo semuli ngalolu daba. Imuli ikhuthaza umphakathi ukuthi bonke abafuna ukusiza kumbe ukuqoqela imuli kamuyi usizo baqale bathintane lemuli ukuze kuhleleke konke. Ngosenjalo amapholisa athi obulele uNyathi uloke engakatholakali lanamhlanje. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngingutuso Khumalo.
Ngosenjalo abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala eDeep Sloot bathi sebedlela evalweni kulandela ukubulawa kukaElvis Nyathi elokijini leli. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Khanyisani Sibanda.
Hayi isimo asisasihlanga she ngoba abantu bayabotshwa left and right. Mina ngifikela eGoli ngo-2004. Yebo bekubotshwa kodwa bekungekho ngale ndlela le kungakhona manje. Ejikubuhlungu ngoba uMnumzana uNyathi ufele amafufu. njenge kundwana ufele nje iqale ukungelone lakhe
usibanda uthi
so mina engikucabangayo bakithi ngicabanga ukuthi kuhle ukuthi siye vodani ekhaya ngoba ukuthi singathi siyabuyela nje ekhaya yikuyo kulawa indlala ngoba akukho esizafika sikwenza kula msebenzi ekhaya ngiyacela bakithi asizameni ngiyazi zonke indlela ngiyazi kunzima kakhulu vele ukuthi singathi sithi siyaphonguhamba sithi siyavota ekhaya
omunye njalo ngumnumzana Petros Inkomo
ubulewe ngesihluku umfowethu into engingayicelisa mina kubafowethu kakhulu nabodadewethu abalapha eSouth Africa kakhulu eDeep Sloot endaweni yaseDeep Sloot hayi ngempela yimbi indaba eyenzakele ku-Elvis ngoba u-Elvis bamlande endlini ukathi kathi vele abafowethu bona ngempela mina ngihlala khona e-Deep Sloot nami ngumhlali wakhona omunye wakhona hhayi abafowethu besebezenzela kakhulu umathanda ngempela kwesinye isikhathi singabasola abantu be-South Africa City bona yebo banayo le ingqondo ye-xenophobic kodwa okunye nathi kakhulu sisuke sikhululeke kakhulu uma sihambile sithi masifikile ezweni labantu sesiyazenzela umathanda ukanti ke umuntu uma efikile endaweni yabantu eyisivakashi kufanele aziphathe alandele umthetho ngoba indlela ediyenze ngakhona mina ngihlala khona e-Deep Sloot ngiyababona abafana bakithi abaningi kakhulu ebugebengini le nto eyinye abayikhulumayo liyiqiniso ngempela ukuthi nabo abantu sebekhathele ngathi ukuthi okunye kufanele siziphathe kahle
unkomo uphinde wathi
kodwa ekandaba ka-Elvis inyathi yona ibe buhlungu ngoba u-Elvis bamlande esendlini yakhe ezihlalele labantu bakhe hayi indaba ebuhlungu mpela leyo yasizwisa ubuhlungu nathi kodwa okunye okuningi asike sithini masifikile sizivakathi siziphathe kahle endabeni yabantu ngoba bona abantu vele bona sebekhathaze ukuthi sesibaningi kakhulu plaza njalo futhi abantu bakithi basiphethe kabi
sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Moses Ndlovu
ngendlela engibone u-Aaron Mthwaledi no-Police Minister ubheke icele bakhuluma khona abalungisi udaba lolu ukubana abantu bahlalisane ngokuthula khanya ngani bona ngokwabo boyithuba nolaka ngalokho okwenzakalayo vele abasafuni bantu baseZimbabwe ngoba le ndlela u-Minister we-Home Affairs ayenza ngakhona akasafuni nokurenewa incwadi zabo ukuthi abantu bahlale kahle lapha bahlale nje bebenamalungelo okuhlala eMzansi yena akasafuni vele ngendlela awubeka ngakhona ukuthi is not renewing ama-permit abo
kuyakhala kakhulu uNdlovu
uminister wamapholisa naye ngendlela akhuluma ngakhona uhle ubona ukuthi hayi naye uhambisana nalabo abantu babulele ubhuti lo waseZimbabwe kumele kulungisiswe ungabi uthi yena upolice minister abe naye uyagqugquzela ukubana abantu vele ngoba kufe umuntu oyi-1 siyazi ukuthi bayabulala abantu ukuthi kubulawa ngaweZimbabwe kumbe kubulawa umuntu wakuphi obulalayo asikwazi akunabufakazi ukuthi ngabantu baseZimbabwe babuleleyo kumbe ngabakuphi kodwa yena uma kuthiwa kubulawa abantu abafileyo uyabika nje ukuthi ngabantu baseZimbabwe babulele ubani bani kodwa nama-local nabo sikhona esibaziyo abayenzayo ukuganga kodwa ngekukho umkhombo umuntu ukuthi nangu umbani wenza ukuganga lapha
kulabanye abajabuka eZimbabwe abahlala e-Deep Sloot abathi sokuzalele ingwe elokitshini leli kasenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu leziphathamandla zikahulumente wakwele-South Africa kodwa usakhulayo uDabang Molefe okubandla le-African National Congress ohlala e-Deep Sloot uthi bonke abajabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elokitshini leli kumele bephume bephele Umkhokheli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, uMnumzana Anderson Chamisa, wenza imihlangano labantu ezabelweni ezijeneyo, ebonga ukuba uZulu wavotela abakubandla lakhe kukhetho lwama-by elections olwenziwe mhla ka-26 Mbimbitho. Namhla ubesemaswingo. Sixoxe loMnumzana Gift Ostalo Sisiziba okubandla leli ngemihlangano kaChamisa.
Namuhla sisemaswingo, izolo besise kontutuzi yathunqa lapho umongameli advocate Nelson Chamisa ubehlangana lama citizens champion ukubana sibonisane ngodaba lokubana sihamba njani ukuya phambili lokubonga abantu bakobulawayo siyakubonga umthwakazi omhle ngokusivotela kakhulu kuma by election sobe sisazisa abantu bethu abalenjongo yokuhamba lathi kuya phambili kubana sisebenza njani njalo sizayenza njani ngendaba yokubana untanga berejesi ukuvota ngendaba yokubana ke itarget yethu kobulawayo isuke kuhola elikumaza 100,000 sefika ku-300,000. Sizahamba njani ngendaba yokubana ke amacandidates ethu labo member of parliament bethu labo councillors siyasebenza njani? Yilo hlelo esihamba ngalo lokulungiselela ukubana emaphandleni siyahamba njani ngenxa yokuthi ubulawayo useduze le Mat North, useduze le Mat South. So kufanele kube lo hlelo lokubana siyahamba njani ngapha emaswingo esikhona namhlanje. Indaba yethu ukubana inguquko ifike njani emaswingo emaphandleni.
Lo ngumnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba okubandla le Citizens Coalition for Change bexoxa lo Blessing Zulu esemaswingo.
Kwezemaphandleni namhla sisesigabeni sebulima East esibhubha khona lo mnumzana Trimo Mpofu ngokubhalisela ukuvota.
Phezu kohlelo oluqakathekileyo kakhulu uhlelo lokugqugquzela abantu ukuba babhalisele ukuvota ngokhetho oluzayo luka-2023. Sigqugquzela ikakhulu abatsha. Abatsha sinanzelela ukuthi ngobuningi babo especially emakhaya abazali bebengakunanzeleli ukuthi nxa bebachiya emakhaya bona be-athenda inhlelo ezijijeneyo, inhlelo ezifanana lokuyabhalisela ukuvota, abantwana labo kuqakathekile ukuthi batholakale bebhalisile. So kalesi sibhizi sikhuthaza abazali ukuthi bengajiyi abantwababo njalo ekhaya bebe lesiqiniseko sokuthi abantwana babo bonke asebekwanisile iminyaka yokubana sebelelungelo lokuvota bangabi ngendlela yokuthi ababhalisanga ukuvota. Kumele bamake sure ukuthi wonke umntwana ohlala layo ubhalisile ukuvota njalo uza kuvota.
Kuqakatheke kanganani Mpofu ukubhalisela ukuvota?
Ukhetho luka-2023 lolu luzayo lukhetho oluqakathekileyo esikhangeleleyo ukuthi yilo oluzatshintsha impilo zabantu, yilo oluzaguqula ikusasa yabatsha kuba bazibone ukuthi labo bakhula bephumelela. Ngokunjalo abatsha bakubone kuqakathekile lokho ikakhulu kulalabo abanyade besithi khona izinto kazitshintshi. Kumele bakubone ukuthi izinto ziyatshintsha. Abantu kabakuthathe ngayo naleyo ndlela basukume sibhalisele ukuvota njalo sisukume ngelanga lokuyavota siyevota ngobuningi kungabi lo muntu osalele emuva.
Simalapha kuhlelo lwezamaphandleni besiphoxa lomnumzana Trimo Mpofu ohlala esigabeni sebulilima East esabelweni seMathebeleland South. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Uhulumende wakwele Ukraine futhi abantu kumele bebaleke kwezinye indawo zelizwe lapho imutho lakwele Russia eselihlasela khona izindlu zikaZulu lezinye indawo mathayana. Iziphathamandla zeLuhansk, eDnipro lezinye zithi imutho lakwele Russia selibhomba izikolo, izibhedlela, izindlu zabantu okwesabekayo. I-Associated Press ithi lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Russia libhombe isilindo sikaloliwe kwelinye idolobho ngolwesihlanu dabulanga abantu bedlula amathumi amahlanu 52. Umnumzana Boris Johnson wakwele Britane uwethelekelele umongameli Zolodmia Zelenski Zolo uthi akulunganga okwenziwa ngele Russia. Ibutho lakwele Russia selibulele abantu abaningi okumangalisayo kwele Ukraine. UJohnson uphinde wathi wazadingela ele Ukraine izikhali zokulwisana nelizwe lakwele Russia. I-Reuters ibika ukuba owayengumongameli wakwele South Africa umnumzana Jacob Zuma uthi kumele kususwe umtshutshisi ophethe udaba lwakhe lokuthi wenza ubukhohlakali ekuthengisweni kwezikhali esesesikhundleni. Inhlanganiso ye-Jacob Zuma Foundation ithi izazama ngamandla wonke ukuba kususwe umnumzana Billy Joyner abathi wethulela intatheli zindaba imfihlo ngodaba lolu. Udaba lukaZuma lusemthethwandaba. Lokhu isikhathi sezamasiko.
Sengana masiko wesenzi umandla.
Lo baba mkhulu
namasiko
babe lobola.
usenzi.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa ngokuqoma lokuqonywa. Asakwazi na amajaha ukuphosa amazwi njengakudala. Sixoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo ubaba Ngwenya.
Izintombi zakudala zazishelwa ngobuciko, zaziqonyiswa noma zazikhonjiswa ngobuciko babuDube nabalaleli. Kwakukuthi nje insizwa mayilawa amagama amnandi. Kwakuthi nje intombi phela ezakudala kwakungelula nje ukuthi uyithole, kwakufanele umuntu azalinde mhlambe zizaphuma ziye kukhamanzi okanye ziye enkunini. Ukhombise nje umusa lokuyinakekela njengokuthi ma khona phana sezikhamanzi uncedise ekutheni zikhelele amanzi. Ngoba ezakudala kukhona ezazisikha emthonjeni, kukhona ezazisikha wazofika futhi nazo lezi zikotsho lezi abanye bathi isiborane. Ufike nje lawo nawe uncedise ukukotshoza laphana amanzi aphuma, ubenze nje baze bakujwayele kakhulu yona yakho leyo uvele uyabe uyithagethile. Kuzathi nxa sekukhanjwa ke laphana lawo suzoyikhapha likhambisane, suzaqala nawe ukuyitshela ukuthi hey, uyazi nawe awazi ukuthi uzwani ngayo ngempela. Nxa umkhangele uzutshaya lovala, awazi ukuthi ngempela kwenzakalani, kungenzeka kanjani ukuthi ngempela egcine esengumama wabantu abakumbe esengunkosikazi wakho. Yikho lapho la uzoqala khona ukumuzwa, ukuze umfula ngogodo ukuthi uthini.
Siyakuzwa Ngwenya, kodwa ke babevuma yini khonapho abakudala?
Vele imvamisa ukuthi okokuqala uzaqala ngempela hayi ahlanye kakhulu kwesinye isikhathi khona lokho oyabe ukuthile kugcine kudala ukuthi ubungane benu kungabi buhle kwesinye isikhathi ngempela abe sethanda ukuthi akuxwaye. Kodwa ke ngokuphikelela lokhu senza njalo umkhombisi ukuthi lothando kuye, usebenzisa wona amagama okumncoma umuhle, njalo ulesimilo futhi ke wena umuzwa ngaphakathi inhliziyo yakho nje mawuke wacabanga ngaye uvela utshayo luvalo ngalendlela lawo ekumangalisa ukuthi ngempela ngabe kwenzakalani ngaye. Yilokho nje okwenza ukuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi ke la egcine sekubonela ukuthi hayi uyangithanda lo bhuti ngempela. Kodwa ke zazingasheshi izivume ezakudala ngempela, kwakuthatha isikhathi. Ezinye izisizo zazishela kuze kuyephela umnyaka ngempela, kwesinye isikhathi kusiya kufika ku-2 years elokho engakathandwa. Kwesinye isikhathi uthola ukuthi noma ekuthanda umuntu akona yabe engakutsheli, kodwa ngokuphikelela la ukhombisa ukuzimisela ogcina unqobile.
Gqiba udaba lethu lwalamhlanje Ngwenya.
Hawo kwalezi insuku, hawo abafana nje namantombazana akhona, sekuyilokho nje ukuthi sekutshintshile izinto, seziguqukile lawe, azikhangelela ezinye izinto ekungezona ezazikhangelelwa kudala. Kwakusiba yikho phela ukuthi sokusiba yikho phela ukuthi umuntu wakho niyakhangela ukuthi yini azoyithola kuwe, nxa ethandana nawe, wena kuyiphi level nxa ngakwiza ngolimi lwamanje. So akusafani nakudala lapho kwakutholakala ukuthi intombi yayimthanda ngempela umuntu ngisho ngalalutho, noma nje abazali babebuye bekhangele nxa mhlawumbe leyo nsizwa sizocela umlilo ukuthi ke ungabe uzala umzini onjani. Ukhangela phela nasesibayeni lapho ukuthi ngabe zikhona izinkomo, yilapho kwakuhamba kuhamba kube le nkinga. Kodwa uthola ukuthi bona ngempela babe sebethandana intombi inqotshiwe ngamagama nje for kungekho lutho.
Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo.
Senganamasiko wesenzi umandla ngelo baba mkhulu babelobola.
Sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontungameli Khomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje silomfundisi uBusani Sibanda.
Sibonge baba, sibonge lakubalaleli. Siyothola incwadi yethu kuDeuteronomy 18:18. Lithi iBhayibheli, mina uNkulunkulu ngizophakamisa umprofeti ngiso leso sizwe kini ofana nami okhuluma ilanguage yenu, uzofaka amazwi ami kuye. Lokho uzabe kukhuluma yimi uNkulunkulu ezabe ukhuluma naleso sizwe. Bantu bakithi bahle, masibheka izisizwe esifana lamaJuda, sibona amaJuda epowerful. Why epowerful? Basahamba indlela zokukho babo. 1, 2, unkulunkulu uzambulile kuba prophet babo o David basabambelele kulezandlela zokhokho babo bayayazi identity yabo. That's why be powerful. Sibona ama Arabs ba powerful beko Dubai bazahamba ngendlela zaba prophet babo uMuhammad basamhlonipha namhlanje. Prophet babo yindlela ezibaxhumanisa nesiko labo basabambelele kwisiko labo. That's why sibabona be powerful abalahlanga indlela zabo zokuphila. Sibheka ama Africa namhlanje. Sisizwe Africa isizwe. Africa is a country that divided ngabamhlophe. Bheka ama Africa silahlile indlela zokuphila. Silahlile ama traditions ethu, salahla ama cultures ethu, salahla spirituality sethu. That's why sisizwe singela identity. That's why sinje. Mawubuka emuva le Africa uyathe powerful. Ijwe zimalini kuphi yiba the powerful. Ngoba babesahamba ngendlela behlonipha indlela abaprofeti babo. That's why uNkulunkulu bezambula. That's why uNkulunkulu bebavelela uNkulunkulu vele esizweni ngomuntu. Kuba khona lo omkhethile. Uma singakamboni lo okhethwe ngumdala ukuthi azosikhokhela kusesenzima abantu bakithi. Kumele size simbone simthole lo okhethiwe ukuthi asikhokhele. Lo ozobephiwe ukuthi asixhumanise lama traditions ethu amasiko ethu. Uthi uPaul isizwe esilahla amasiko aso sifile. Nkulunkulu sifulathele leso sizwe. Siyisizwe namhlanje asizazi ukuthi sime kuphi. Siyakuzana ukuthi manje makunje siyisizwe nje lemvula kayinethi kunje kunje. Isidalwa zezo sisifulathele ngoba silahlile i-identity yethu. Identity yethu, spirituality yethu, ama traditions yethu, ama cultures yethu. Siyisizwe nje. But basibona lezi zinhlanga eziphowerful. Indlela ezikhonza ngayo, indlela yazo zibaxhumanisa lamasiko abo. Thini Africa indlela esikhonza sibiza amasiko ethu demonic. That's why siyilaba abantu abanje. Unkulunkulu wezulu akasehlukanisele sibi isiko lidalwe ngumdali. Yokuthi ke indlela axhumana nayo nathi isiko. Indlela asi-identifya ngayo. Sonke sizinhlanga sidalwe nguNkulunkulu. But amasiko sihlukene, asifani ngamasiko. Asifani ngam. Abakusebala amasiko abo. Judaism bala amasiko abo. Inkolo zabo zihambisana namasiko abo. Thina silahlela ukuthi amasiko sawabiza amademoni. Sidemonize everything. Yethu thina abantu abamnyama. That's why sithi. That's why kumnyama emuva laphambili. Sibonge. Fihlo yezulu. Fihlo ehlambulukile, mfihlo yamandla. Sixolele mdali. Besithi siyakwazi khathi sikakwazi. Sibuyisele kwindlela zokhokho. Sivula amehlo mdali. Simbone lo thunywe nguwe. Sivezele impawu zalo thunywe nguwe. Ozosixhumanisa lemvelaphi zethu. Asixhumanise lamasiko ethu. Yikho siyokwazi ukuthi sixhumane nawe mdali. Siyakhuleka kuwe mfihlo yokhanya. Sithi zwe.
Lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi Busani Sibanda. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo lilami untungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu untungameli Nkomo ungadinwa lokusasa. Kuzabatsha namhla silabatsha abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa.
Sanibonani ku-VOA Ndebele ku-Studio 7 yokukhuluma ngu-Justin Ncube esibonge ekhaya ngibuya ePlantree Kondolwane. Mina ngikhuluma ngale ndaba yokubulawa lo mfowethu kule Institute LVC. Wathi u-LVC Elvis Ban Elvis Mnyati ukuthi bantu makube isibonelo sesihlupheke kwenela kuleli lizwe la bantu abasasifuni ngcono sibashiyeni sabe nathi siyovusa kungokwethu because ukuhlala sibaleka senza ngeke usize lutho and nathi sinje sike siyekeni i-tribalist okukhethululana thina esiyamashona amaNdebele akusizi ngalutho lokhuyana ngoba kuyasihluphekisa wesi ngeke kusiyakhe futhi and ngeke kusivusele ilizwe lokhuyana okuzosivusela ilizwe thina ukuthi sibambaneni siletheni ushintshe elizweni lethu siyekeni ukuhlupheka kuhloko sihlala siphephela kwamanye amazwe um njengamanje sokuthi sihlala sihamba sigijima sisabe ukuthi sizobulawa noma yinini so ngiyabona ukuthi into yakhona ayikho right kubuhlungu mpela lokhu okuvezwe okwenzakele kumfowethu laphana u-Elvis Nyathi sikhala kanye nomdeni sikhala kanye nawo konke nibe ngigqugquzela bengithi abantu bafowethu nabodadewethu asihambeni kithi siyovota asihambeni siyovusela izethu akekho umuntu ozosivusela ilizwe lethu ngaphandle kokuthi sizivusele thina ngiyabonga
igama lami Edson Lobo ke ngithanda ukududuza lo mdeni wakumfowethu lo odlula emhlabeni ngithanda ukuthi dudu abaduduzeke naye futhi umfowethu ngithi alale ngoxolo alale ngokuthula eish behleli ngihlile mani eish kubuhlungu lento yenzakale kuyeka ibuhlungu kabi lento le singamaZimbabwe lathi eish siyabuza ubuhlungu umfowethu ukuthi ayenze ngaleyo ndlela lapha nje akhuluma umuntu ozizamela ongasumuntu oganga so eish kunzima bakithi kunzima phinde gqugquzele abantu ukuthi eish abantu bakithi nesitile athi asizameni ukusukuma ngobuningi bethu siyevota ikhazama ukuthi silungiseni ilizwe lakithi ngoba manje bukani manje siyatshiswa njengezinyamazako kwamanye amazwe ngoba eyi kunzima abasithanda ukusithanda so eshi azame nanto bathi ukuthi zame ukulungisa indawo yakithi mpela
igama lami ngumelusi wabongani wakwadube indaba engiyishoyo ngokushona kamfowethu u-Elvis kusazoba nzima zihlobo zami mina kusiya ngami ngani abantu siyabuyela ekhaya abalabantwana babaleke babuyela ekhaya and abase-Deep Sloot besuke kuleyayidawo and ngokuhamba kwesikhathi vele leyi into izangena kuwo wonke amalokishi so abantu ngithi ukuthi bathathe ezabo impahla bahambe ma usone-chance noma ukho e-Deep Sloot noma usedebheni noma ukuphi thumela impahla zakho ozibonayo ukuthi ungazisebenzisa ekhaya zihambe nawe ubusiyadinga imali ubusiyalandela siyakwazi isimo sibi kodwa kuthanda ukuba lukhoni izihlobo zami mangisho nje ukuthi uzulu weZimbabwe wonke ukuzaphephe ukuthi nje aphindele ekhaya ayahlala phansi ahlanganise amathambo angqondo abeseyo ubona ukuthi angenza kanjani mangabe kuthule futhi kuwukuthi bafuna ukubuya back akunankinga indlela babe sebeyazi kodwa kwamanje kusazokuba kubi kusazokuba kube asizameni izihlobo zami ma ungabe unabantwana uneempahla thatha nje usale nebhulugwe elilodwa
ibizo lami nguThembelihle Ndlovu ngithanda ukunibingelela ngokuzehlisa maZimbabwe amahle ngithi mina dudu kwabalahlekelwe izihlobo zonke zakonyathi kanye nabangani sithi lala ngokuthula mfowethu ulale ngoxolo uNkulunkulu khona uzokugcinela ingane zakho ukugcinela umndeni wakho phinde ngithi mina kumaZimbabwe wonke nje jikelela khona kwelizweni leSouth Africa nasese nalabo abasezweni laseZimbabwe bengicela ukuthi sihlanganisene amakhanda sibe bantu banye sincedisane ngalesimo esibhekane naso mina ngisingami ngumuntu olungele ukuze ekhaya ngilethwa ile ndlela esingakhona iSouth Africa sijikela umakhelwane ngibuye ngithi mina ezakhamizini zonke noma ngithi izizalwane zonke zaseZimbabwe isicelo enginaso ningalwi nabantu ningalwi namunye waseSouth Africa
laba ngabajabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa singakagqibi kuhlelo lwanamhlanje wothi sikhangele ezinye ebesilazo imuli ka-Elvis Nyathi obulewo ngokukhandwa ngamatshe lokutshiswa kwele-South Africa ithi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe eZimbabwe asekusibanga esiphezulu. Sebedlala evalweni abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elukijini leDeep Sloot kwele South Africa. Umkhokeli webandla leCitizens Coalition for Change, uNumzana Nelson Chamisa, wenza imihlangano labantu ezabelweni ezijeneyo. Sikuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, ngolivalelisayo ngoKips Dube.